You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Shut it down. I'm hunting for someone, y'all. He's a lion thieving rattlesnake, and he's broken every law. He's terrorized the lives of men, and he's under arrest because I've been sent with a warrant from the body of Christ.
What's happening, Wyatt? There!
Satan, bite the dust.
You just tuned in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast, a ministry where you do experience change. Tune in every Saturday from 11:15 to 11:30 a.m. We're excited about your deliverance. Let's go quickly into today's broadcast with your host, Apostle L. Meg Farquhar. Thank you for tuning in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast today. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, the intercessor, the great intercessor that's interceding for us, the God that woke us up this morning and started us on our way and gave us the activity of our limbs today. If he got you up this morning, we can get through anything through the day, for he says, am I not a God? I'm not a God that's afar off. I'm a God that's near, and I am with you always, even unto the end of the world, and I will never leave nor forsake you. I am with you. Trust me. Glory be to God. We're talking about Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Emmanuel, God that is with us. We're talking about the Holy Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're talking about Jesus, the Anointed One. Hallelujah. Full of grace and truth, the living word upon the earth. Amen. We're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, our salvation, our Lord, our Savior, our healer, our deliverer. Amen. The God who came and set us free from the powers of darkness, that we no longer have to live in darkness, that we have access to eternal life and access to forgiveness. We thank the Lord today. Lord, we thank you for your blood. Thank you for the washing of your blood. Your blood is eternal. Your blood is living. Natural blood lives 7 days, but the blood of Jesus Christ is eternal. Thank you for the blood, Lord, the blood of Jesus, the blood that lifts us up, the blood that cleanses, the blood that transforms, the blood, hallelujah, the soul-saving blood, the blood covenant. Thank you for your holy blood today. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for your anointing and your power today. We thank you, Lord, for your love. Somebody just needs to know that you love them today, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your love. Thank you for doors of opportunity. Thank you for your strength. We thank you for your strength. You said that your grace is sufficient to bring us through anything that's come into our life because we have to trust you and believe that your word is truth and that your word is forever settled in heaven. Thank you today, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm praying for my brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm praying for that lost soul out there that's about to throw the towel in, don't know what to do, saying I'm tired, I've had enough. I just can't seem to go forward. Something is always in my way. I'm always held backwards. But in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, today, I send the eternal power into your life today, into your surroundings today, into your body today, in the name of Jesus, and break the powers of darkness off of your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, remove the veil from their eyes and give them the opportunity to hear the truth of your word. This would be your divine appointment today for the lost soul. The word of God tells us in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 to 11. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth, believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised them up, guess what? The Lord said, you shall be saved. This is not the time to play Russian roulette with your soul. This is the time, amen, to come up out of your sin and know that there is a Savior. See, many people can see you in the world. They see you knocked down and you're going through, and they may not lend a helping hand. But if you get to the point and you're so tired like you are today, You can just say, Lord Jesus, I'm tired. Here I am. I done done everything that I was big and bad enough to do, and you still allow me to live. This day, I choose to give my heart, my life, my soul to you, and I believe that you will do a better job than what I have done. Somebody should say amen right there. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We praise you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, because I'm excited, Lord, that Satan really, he doesn't have the power that we that people giving him. He steals power. He steals power. That's why you've given your people, your church, your leaders, authority over the power of the devil. And he knows that. So what does he do? He causes chaos. He keeps people locked down. People who you have long ago have spoken into existence that they were going to be ministers. They were going to be apostles. They were going to be prophets and pastors and teachers. And you know what, Lord? The enemy goes after them. But today, in the name of Jesus Christ, your grace is moving. Your power of your Holy Spirit is moving. Your spirit of liberty, for where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberate them today, Lord. Don't let them commit suicide. Don't let them go out there and just in overdose. No. In the name of Jesus, say you are under arrest today. In Jesus' name, Father, I thank you today for your word. I thank you, Lord, that you're moving great and mightily in Jesus' name. Many of us, the Lord is saying, you've been lingering in sin so long. This is your opportunity and your time to come out of your sin, to turn away from your wicked ways, to come out of that sin. Let everyone that names the name of the Lord and call upon the name of the Lord depart from their sin, depart from evil. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, we thank you. We give you praise that you're moving in the hospitals on every floor, the cancer ward, whoever's in a coma, shake them out. In the name of Jesus, let the spirit of the living God, hallelujah, deliver them today. In Jesus' name, Father, we give you praise and we glorify you. I'm very excited today about this message today. Hallelujah. Lord, you know I'm going to follow you wherever you go. You know, I want to give this example before we get started. We find ourselves here in Acts chapter 13. And it's very interesting of, you know, have you ever been around somebody that every time you try to do something, they say, oh, no, 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 we can't do that. Oh, no, no, I don't think it's the time for you to do it right now. Then you go back again and you say, well, can we do it now? No, 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 we can't do it right now. Or you ever been with somebody and every time you notice that you tell them what you're doing, you know, they got some excuse or they got something they need you to help them do or this or that, and you never accomplish what you were supposed to do. Here in the book of Acts chapter 13, it's very interesting. We're going to go right here that Paul had to deal with a sorcerer. And it's very interesting that at verse 7 here, it says, there was, well, we'll go to 6. Now, when Paul and them had gone down to the islands of Patmos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus, who was with a proconsul. He was with someone that was in power. He was with someone who was intelligent. And it was very interesting that the gentleman called for Paul and them to come because he wanted to hear the word of God. And it says that the sorcerer withstood them, seeking to turn the proconsul away from the faith. It's very interesting because I had to pause right there and say, well, Lord, how was he trying to turn Paul and them, turn the man away? Was he whispering in the man's ear saying, don't listen to them? Or was he in the spiritual realm sending out, you know, because he's a sorcerer, so he was sending out a shield to try to block or blind the intelligent man of power from getting to Paul and them. He was trying to do something to hinder righteousness. And here it says that at verse 9, Paul, who also is called Saul, who's also called Paul, was filled with the Holy Spirit and looked intently at the man and said, O full of deceit and all fraud, you son of the devil, you enemy of righteousness, will you not cease perverting the straight ways of the Lord? Verse 11, and now indeed the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a time. And immediately a dark mist fell on him, and he went around seeking someone to lead him by the hand. Have you ever had that? I had that situation. I had that situation a numerous a couple times where there were other people that were trying to stop. And I mean, they were doing everything that they can do to try to stop what the Lord had into play. They was trying to stop the church. They was trying to stop me from ministry. I said, I don't care who said, who ain't supposed to be. I'm going to say what thus said the Lord. I'm going to preach it, and I'm going to teach it just like he gave it to me. Amen. And so here, there came a consequence for this man hindering righteousness. Paul called him a fraud. Paul said, listen, you a child of the devil. He says, listen, you full of deceit. He said, but in this day, the hand of the Lord going to deal with you. And a dark mist fell on that man's eyes, and that man was blind. He said, for a season of time. He never said it was going to last always, but he said, for a season of a time, to give you an opportunity to repent, you're going to be blind. You're not going to see the sun for some days. And that was very, very powerful. And the Lord is saying so many are coming. That's why we got to be careful about what we say, what we do, how we live. So many is coming against what the Lord. See, you got to know what the Lord is doing. That's why you got to be in his perfect will. And you can't fight against the very thing that the Lord or the very person that the Lord is sending to do his righteous work, his work in the body of Christ. And so we have a lot of people that they, you know, you go into these churches. I remember I went into a church. I'm minding my business. And the next thing I know, I find myself in a fight in the body of Christ. We're not fighting out in the natural, even though it came out into the natural. We were fighting in the spirit. Like this warlock was actually sitting there in the church, seeing me come in and sit down, and immediately started attacking me. I get upset, and I'm like, what is he? What? And the name, that spirit that was in him turned around and looked at me and as if it was mocking me. No, we're not going to do that here in the house of the Lord. So I said, in the name of Jesus, I bind you up. Well, the spirit was bound up. Now the man starts shaking. See, it went from the spiritual realm. Now it's into the natural realm. And he's shaking. He don't know what to do. He's trying to look to see who, why is she, who is this with power? Who is this don't bound the spirit up that's in here? That man, that spirit said, I was sent here to do a job and I'm going to stay here. The Lord took that demon right on out of there. That man was so mad at me. He was so mad that that eye that he was given, he was like, if I could shoot you right now, I would. Because he was upset that the spirit, that demon that he had inside of him that was attacking people in the church of God, that spirit that was sent for him to block that minister, he was upset that it was gone. It was very interesting, and I tell this story all the time, and it's a true story, how you have to be so careful, and you have to be led by the Holy Spirit. Because I was invited to minister at a church. I walked up in the church, and it was all these thick, big candles. I mean, you know, you sometimes you may see a little skinny candle. These was big, thick, fat candles lined all around the altar, the pulpit. I said, why is those candles there like that? The Lord told me, he said, when you get there, I don't want you to preach behind that pulpit. Because behind up there, that's how she has her shield. My power will not be able to move. You will have a problem up there. I need you to step down from around that. Because when you go into somebody else's house, that's what they have set up. So she was so upset because she thought I was going to stand up there and preach behind her shield of her witchcraft and all that foolishness she got going on in the house of the Lord. At least she said it was the house of the Lord. I got down, came down, and stood before the people. I'm humble. I stood before the people. And she was in shock that the power of God was still able to move. People were still able to get in heart to the Lord. And that she could no longer block the spirit of the living God from moving through the sanctuary. We said, well, how could she just block it? Because that she wasn't tied in with the Holy Spirit. But she thought by me coming there that she was going to, I don't know, maybe make a fool of me, minister. I don't know what she was trying to do. But the Holy Spirit ahead of time had told me. And I was like, wow, this woman was so mad. She was a witch. This woman was so mad that after I left, she started burning candles to try to hinder me financially and this and that. The Lord showed me her in a vision. And she suffered behind that because I don't have to deal with you. Let the Lord deal with you. Because the Lord already said the battle is not ours, it's his. We just stand in force. We are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. We stand and enforce the word of God and decree the word of God. And we stand in faith until the next time. Don't hinder righteousness. Let the Lord have his way in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank you for tuning in today to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. We're excited about your deliverance, and we will continue to pray for you that the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth will bring healing, deliverance, and restoration radically into your life. Until the next time, God bless you.
Now, Satan, you're next in line. I'm gonna hit you with